Ever feel like your mind's a whirlwind? Thoughts swirling, emotions bouncing all over the place? You're not alone. That's why today we're diving into something powerful. Self-awareness. Now, I know what you might be thinking, self-awareness. Isn't that just some fancy word for being aware of yourself? You bet it is, but there's so much more to it than meets the eye. Self-awareness is like having a mental GPS that helps us navigate the ups and downs of life, especially when it comes to our mental health. Think about it. The more we understand our own thoughts, feelings, triggers, and patterns, the better equipped we are to handle stress, build healthy relationships, and make choices that support our well-being. It's like learning the secret language of your own mind. And trust me, once you crack that code, things get a whole lot smoother. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can supercharge your self-awareness journey and level up your mental health game. 1. Identify your emotional triggers. We all have those little things, situations, people, even certain words that can send our emotions into overdrive. Maybe it's a crowded room, a specific comment from someone, or even just a bad cup of coffee. The key is to become aware of these triggers before they derail you. Keep a mental or actual journal to track your emotions and what sparks them. It's like detective work for your own mind. 2. Embrace mindfulness. This isn't about becoming some zen master who can levitate or anything crazy like that. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment, without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, your surroundings, and how your body feels. This can help you stay grounded and avoid getting swept away by anxious thoughts. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your mental chatter. 3. Practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we make mistakes. It's part of the learning process. But when you screw up, how do you talk to yourself? Be kind, be understanding, and remember that everyone has their own struggles. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. 4. Seek feedback. We often have blind spots when it comes to ourselves, things we don't see or recognize about our behavior or how others perceive us. Don't be afraid to ask trusted friends, family members, or mentors for honest feedback. They might offer insights you never considered, helping you gain a clearer picture of yourself. Remember, constructive criticism is a gift. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge and celebrate your achievements. This helps build confidence, reinforces positive behaviors, and reminds you of your strength. You deserve to feel good about the progress you're making. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. You know the material inside out, but butterflies start fluttering in your stomach. Your mind races with what-if scenarios. This is where self-awareness comes into play. If you're aware of this pattern, feeling anxious before presentations, you can take steps to manage it. Maybe deep breathing exercises help calm your nerves, or visualizing success boosts your confidence. By understanding your triggers and responses, you can turn that fear into fuel. So remember, friends, self-awareness isn't about being perfect, it's about being intentional. It's about taking the time to understand yourself better, so you can live a more fulfilling and mentally healthy life. What are you going to do today to nurture your own self-awareness? Maybe jot down some of those emotional triggers, try a quick mindfulness exercise, or simply practice some extra self-compassion. Take that first step. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. Together, let's build a community that supports each other's mental well-being. I'll be back tomorrow with another tip to help you level up your life. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.